Uh-huh. This one is called Yes Goody, the Steamfish and Okra Body. Now, as you know that we've been traveling around Select the Princess, myself, I am Ja Prince, and the Sunsplash Mix Show, we've been doing a lot of work, and then you see us wearing certain shirts. Well, we had to talk about this one. It was on the Love and Harmony cruise. I got to make sure my special guest is here. ZJ Sparks, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, good. Is it afternoon in Atlanta right now?
It is afternoon in the ATL.
All right, good afternoon. Wagwan. Big up Selector Princess and Ja Prince and everybody locked in right now. Wagwan.
You know how it goes. You know how it goes. We're broadcasting from Atlanta, and you have basically one of the hottest shirts on social media when it comes to Brand Jamaica. Tell us about the Yes Goody shirt.
You know what? There's a Davina Bennett commentary. Davina is Miss Jamaica Universe 2017. And when she was at Miss Universe competition, what had happened was, I really don't follow beauty contests. That's the first thing, right? I'm not big on those things. But she happened to pop up on my Instagram feed. I'm like, oh, who's this? And then I realized, oh, Miss Jamaica Universe gone already. A lie. Oh, Miss Universe, I come up? So I started following, and then I realized that there was going to be an online voting component, and there was some preliminary show. And, you know, I just started encouraging my followers to, hey, just check her out. Then I realized on Sunday there was going to be a very serious online voting component.
Right.
The social media impact would have been great and useful. However, in Jamaica, the live show was going to be shown on paid-for television. And the penetration, cable penetration, is not that great in Jamaica. And so some persons would probably not see it.
Right.
No, that being the case, the voting component would not have worked out in her favor if we would be seeing the show free to air 1 hour after it was shown. So I decided to use my social media because I know a lot of Jamaicans and persons in the diaspora and persons who are interested in Brand Jamaica are on my social media, and they would see that, yo, it's happening now and we need to go and vote now. I went to watch it. I wasn't planning on saying anything because I actually was doing a series of road shows with Digicel.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had a hoarse throat, so I really wasn't planning on saying anything. But Davina stepped out with such grace and poise. That's how I ended up saying a bag of things with a, yes, girl! That was not planned. That was totally impromptu. And
right.
I did not know that it had actually gone viral. It was actually a gentleman out in the Pacific who sent me a DM, and he said, oh my God, Sparks, this thing is viral. I was like, what thing? He's like, look at the Facebook views. They're just rolling over. I'm like, wow. But a lot of persons who are not Jamaicans probably would not have known that that was my voice. But my Zipzakrats knew that that was my voice. He knew because he listens to Zip.
Right.
And so you would realize that the videos were not tagged. It was afterwards that I was putting up the videos and tagging them and going on people's social media to say, hey, thank you for posting, because people did not know. And so my listeners, they were encouraging me to go make the shirts. Sparks, go make the shirts. We're going to buy them.
Yeah.
I was actually late because I was trying to find the right T-shirt provider, because what I did not want is for persons to buy a T-shirt and it's tough, because there's some T-shirts, you know, you buy them and the design looks good, and then when you put it on, it'll cut your skin.
Mm.
Or rough.
Yeah, man.
Or you wash it 2 times and the next stretch out and it stretch out. And I wanted to ensure that, A, that it was good quality, it was proper print, and that it was going to be a company that was associated with Brand Jamaica and quality. And so I ended up choosing Kuya out of a lot of companies.
Nice.
The design was actually done by a Jamaican designer upon my instructions. Big up to Sancha, who resides in Virginia. She is a Jamaican. And Kuya, as you know, is a Brand Jamaica company. And so that's how I ended up. I wasn't going to do it in the first place, but the listeners were persistent. And so that's how I ended up doing the T-shirt. And they have been supporting, and not only persons in the diaspora of Caribbean and Jamaican descent, but just persons who are interested in this commentary, because Davina told me she went to SN to do her interview, and as she stepped in the building, somebody called out, yes, Davina!
Yeah, man!
it's been a very interesting run, and right now, I'm not even really making any money yet, because there are a lot of startup costs that were involved to get the apparel line off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's where are with the project, and that's how it actually came about. So I would really like to thank everybody right across the world who kept their promise, because there's a thing that we say in Jamaica, mouth on crossways, mouth make for chat.
Yeah.
And it basically means persons will say, hey, I want A. And when you give them A, say, you know what, I really A, I want, and B, I did want.
Mm.
But they have actually kept their word. They said, Sparks, we will support you. It took a while for the t-shirts to actually come up, and they have been purchasing the t-shirts. So I really just want to say thank you so much. It has started a conversation as to what is steamfish and okra, which is an interlude into our culture, which is positive, because the Jamaica Tourist Board, one of the legs on which they're trying to, the Jamaican mandate, tourism is one of our big earners, and mm-hmm. one of the areas that they're actually focusing on is actually gastronomy, which deals with food and drink. And steamfish and okra is something that we eat a lot here, besides jerk pork and jerk chicken and ackee and saltfish. That is something that we eat a lot in Jamaica. And you know, the dumpling with the cornmeal and the cassava, those are things that we grow in Jamaica, and those are things I try to encourage persons to eat, because they're actually complex carbohydrate, which is actually better for person, because it gives you a more streamed form of energy into right. your blood. It doesn't right. spike your blood sugar. And so because a lot of persons are sedentary nowadays, are stressed, are not getting a lot of sleep, you find that they suffer from a lot of pancreatic disorders or diabetes, and eating these forms of complex carbohydrates are better for your health.
That's what we like. That's what we like. Her name is
Machata. I'll allow you to ask questions.
It's all good. It's all good. As you said, numbers don't lie. And like you said, 16 years Zip FM just celebrating another anniversary. How long have you been a Zip Jock?
You know, actually, it's not 16 years, because I left for a few years. I was away studying in Trinidad, and I got a call when I returned home. Yo, we want you over here. And I went to Zip at a time when persons were saying, oh, we don't need another radio station on the landscape. It never gone away. And I decided, because I was just leaving university, hey, the most that could happen is I'm going to fail. At least I tried. Or I'm going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have been a part of the genesis of a new radio station that was changing the landscape, because we played a lot of quote-unquote pagan music on a Sunday, which was unorthodox on the Jamaican landscape at the time. I left, though, because I remember going to the beach with my boyfriend, and I started having some complications in my chest. I was having respiratory problems, and this is not something that I suffer from, because I don't take drugs, period. I don't take not even one tablet. I have a bottle of cod liver oil in my fridge door for the last 18 years.
Wow.
The only injection I'm take in a recent years was the one to go Africa, because I should have been going to Africa, but I couldn't get a connecting flight from St. Kitts to go to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not take drugs, none at all. I don't even smoke. My mother called me. That was on the Sunday. My mother called me on the Monday, and she said, yeah, how are you feeling? But she had this particular tone. I know she was going to tell me something I didn't want to hear. And she said, have a seat. And she told me, you know, your grandmother died of asthmatic complications, and those exact complications she was experiencing at the hospital were what I was experiencing on the beach. I really couldn't take it. I was really close to her, so
right.
I could not, because when you have to go on radio, you have to be so energetic, and people look to you for inspiration and to make their day. I just could not engage that side of my being to be positive and vibrant and uplifting. It was too emotional, so I left radio. Mm-hmm. And then I got a call. That was RJ at the time calling me to come over. I didn't know Richie D had actually resigned.
Yes.
Told him I wasn't coming back. To no media. I just needed a break, so I took a while, but they were persistent, and so I worked there in afternoon radio for a while, and I came back to Zip. The Zip always felt like home, and
yeah.
So my boss, the founder, Carl Young, rest in peace, always gonna love that man, because in media you have so many fake persons.
Yeah, man.
You have so many persons with ulterior motives and hidden agendas, and he's not one of them. He's very straightforward. And, you know, I miss him. I really miss him, mm-hmm. because we would have long talks about sports, politics, entertainment, evolution of media. And he was very encouraging. He's very straightforward. and I appreciate that from persons. Don't tell me what you think I want to hear. Just be frank and upfront, because my skin's thick like coal, so wow. You really can't say things to offend me. Take it in strides and I listen. And you take from that and you move on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I have not been at Zip for the full 16 years, but I've been there for most of the years. And for persons who listen to Zip FM, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, it's an appreciation, because you have choices, and that you choose to listen to the radio station, and that you choose to even be a part of my contribution to media. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart, really.
Love, 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 love. In the same way for all the Ziptocrats, they understand what they see on social media is the real Sparky Baby. When you're doing exercise, yeah, when you're talking about health, it's really you.
No, it's very important. Actually, if I had not gone into media, I would have gone into holistic medicine, because actually when I was entering university, I really wanted to study psychology. But at the time when I was entering the University of the West Indies, I did not offer that option. But I've always been interested in health. Most persons probably don't know that I'm actually a certified reflexologist and sports therapist. I completed my sports massage therapy education at GC Foster, even though I originally studied at the University of the West Indies.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe that in life we have to have balance. It can't just be about partying. It can't just be about work. It can't just be about yourself. It can't just be about family. It can't just be about, being base or being vulgar. There has to be a balance, because within all of us, there are these various elements, but we have to strike a balance. Otherwise, you become diseased, what we call disease in Western medicine. And so Western medicine has its benefits, but what we call quote-unquote complementary or holistic medicine has its place, and it's all about balance. In the same way, you can't just drink too much water, because you will dilute the electrolytes in your body, or you will dilute the minerals. You have to have a balance. You can't eat too much junk food. You can't eat too much starch. You can't eat too much protein. You can't sleep too much. You can't work too much.
Right.
You will have an imbalance. You will have a disease in your life. So I've always been pro-holistic medicine. Ever since I was a child, my mother really couldn't get me to take medication. I think my body just naturally rejected without even me thinking about it. You know, always been outdoors, always been pro fruits and vegetables, about sunshine, about locomotion, what we call movement, about sweating. It's very important, and we must strive to have a balance.
They
must have said me one doctor. They must have said fuck and chat nothing. But it's the truth, you know. I mean, promoters always laugh at me, because for the most part, when I go to the events, I really just want a lot of water.
Right.
And I want a lot of fruits. And if I can get vegetables, yes. I do drink liquor, but in moderation, because liquor doesn't really hype me up.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't need liquor to actually make me get excited.
Right.
I've just always been hyperactive. You could ask my parents. I think I look back and I think, Jesus Christ, I must have stressed them out, because as daylight, I'm up. Come
and
let me and the rooster sleeping at the cob, because I would jump out same time and ready to hit the road.
Up and out as a young woman, and now producing the music. Let's talk about Kez Namdi. Not new to the business, but I tell Stu,
no.
New music from Kez Namdi.
You know what? I've been sending him beats and he didn't like any of them. And then I sent him that beat and said, whoa, I love this. And he actually sent me a demo the same night, but I actually was not ready to put it out. And then the commentary with Davina came about the Steamfish and Okra Body. And then I said, you know what? This is actually the time.
Mm-hmm.
I love the song. Because he incorporates food in a very positive way, but in a fun way,
right.
On a beat that is modern. And people have been loving it. We have a plan for it. I don't want to speak too much about it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm really happy that persons have actually been loving the song. You know, it's a good feeling, because we do music for the love of it. If it happens to break, like Indicator broke, like
right.
Cushman in I Feel So Good, Collie Buds broke on Basketball Wives. That's great. But we did for the love. And then Spice approached me. And she said, yo, Sparks, my wife, the Yes Goody song. I didn't want to give her a summer beat, the typical summer beat, you know, the ping, 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 ping beat. I wanted to give her something that was a little different. So when I gave her the beat, she said, Sparks, how are these? I said, yo, it's our reggaeton vibe, man, dancehall vibe, pop vibe, just work with it. And she just fucked. And she sent over the song, went to the studio, and it was a nice vibe. You know what I mean? Because if you listen to the song carefully,
right,
she actually sings about the experience that we have in Jamaica when you eat the steamed fish and okra body and roll out. If you do the research, okra has so many vital and positive uses in the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very, very good for inflammation. It's very good for joint issues. It's very good for antioxidants. It's very good for the fiber. So, and it's very good for cholesterol. It's good for stomach issues. I could go on and on, but then persons would say, you know, select a princess and your prince when you need to have Sparks on as the doctor. But it's very good. Just watch it. But just listen to what she's actually saying. So a lot of positive things in the song.
That's
and actually appreciate Spice for that, because a lot of people associate her with, you know, dash out music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that Spice specifically wants to do only that. It's just that a lot of selectors would probably gravitate towards more her music that dash out.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, one of my favorite songs from Spice is a song called Go Go, and she has another song called Rush Rush that was produced by Carl Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually play that song and I love it. But not a lot of selectors gave those songs a lot of justice. And I'm going to say one thing that a lot of people did not know. Like 2 weeks before Lady Saw declared that she was going to become a Christian, I was actually having an intensive discussion with Spice, and I was saying, yo, let us diversify your catalog and, you know, do this inspirational song and da-da-da. And she was all gung-ho. And then, you know, that was at the time where they were embroiled in controversy.
Yes.
And then Lady Saw declared she was becoming a Christian. I was like, oh, crap. Now I can't put out this song, because if I do this song, then I'm going to say, yeah, mock Lady Saw.
Right.
And that, you know, I mean, even if you put it out and tell the truth, persons will say, yeah, man, I'm going to just do this because I'm hype and day.
Perception.
Something like that, because, yeah, you know, I actually don't like when the women wore in dancehall. I think it's non-progressive.
Exactly.
But I do understand that persons have emotions. And, you know, I know that a lot of persons love the controversy. Also, they like to feed into this negativity, because I think it is something in the psychology where we feel like if one person is making it, if you are making it, the reason I am not making it is because you are making it. And I think persons need to hold their own lane and compete against themselves, measure themselves against where you are, where you want to be, and where you're coming from. Hold that focus and put in the work. Because you never know when your break is going to come. You understand? Just keep putting it in. You never know who is watching. You never know who is looking. And just do it with the passion. Do it with a genuine, genuine love. Because your day must come. Your day will come.
That's what we love. We love right there. Her name is ZJ Sparks. We love that you took the time. We're going to move forward and obviously play I Tell Stu. Big up Kez Namde one more time.
Yeah, man, big up everybody. Big up everybody who supports Sparks. And big up to everybody who, you know what I mean, them locked into the Sun Slash Mix with, you know what I mean, Selector Princess and Ja Prince. Respect for all the support. You can just follow me. You can just go to my website. It's sparkybaby.com, sparkybaby.com. Everything is there. Or you can just jump on my Instagram, sparkybabyofficial. Brand new mixtape out. It's called Control Button. So you can just, you know, just jump on my Instagram, click the link. Yeah, crazy, right, Shauna Chin? I saw her on some fest, you know, with Gullibop at the time, and I thought she was good. Then she had put out some songs that I didn't think they were connecting. And then I heard this song, I was like, Jesus, no, this song connects. And I just, you know, kind of just called the mixtape by that name, Control Button. So look out for it. First song is by another young artist by the name of Papito Music. Awesome. Think I'm going to do some work with him. He can really, really sing. Go check him out.
Wow.
He might have this song called Loose Control. It's crazy. You know? And big up to Short Boss, 27 Rising Star winner, that I put out his first single. Trust me. Too good. Too good.
That's an awesome song.
It's actually written by Cecile and Short Boss. So big up to Cecile also for jumping on this project with me.
That's what I mean? That's what
we like. Just collaborate to the great. That's it. Thank you so much for having me on, and just enjoy your weekend.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen, the I Tell Stu. talking with ZJ Sparks. Right here, the Sunsplash Mix Show, every week giving you 3 hours reggae music, dancehall music, and interviews. Ital is vital. No, them never knows a Sparks smart, you know. Sparks just smart, you know. Very talented. Hear her on the air, and then she's doing road shows also. We're going to bring her back. We're going to be talking about women in the industry. She touched on it right there with Lady Saw, Marion Hall, Minister. And all the success that Sparks has been doing is also highlighted with all the success of Spice. Sparks and the Spice, I like it. This one is called I Tell Stew.
Make fi dinner, make fi lumptious girls just want me in up. I tell Jackie long distance to love. I tell Jackie long distance to love. Me have the recipe for Pauline. Yes, all the family love for Christine. The I tell Sue, me use in my back. So light up the fire under the pot, my God. Me have the I tell Sue, my I tell Sue. Me say the I tell you when me make fi dinner, make fi lumptious girls just want me in up. I tell Jackie long distance to love. I tell Jackie long distance to love. Me have the recipe for Pauline. Yes, all the family love for Christine. The I tell you me use in my bag. So light up the fire under the pot, my God. Me have the recipe for my queen. Yes, all the family love for Pauline. The I tell you me use in my bag. I be cost over one of my pot. I'm a puppy if you buy the sheen and seasoning and kidney bean. My count on food for season. I need the greens and herb for steam. The kernel, I can your key. I'm murder, she internally in the third degree. She ball mercy, please. It's an emergency. She want the high toss, she want the rice and peas. And she want for no one, my secret remedies. High toss, she
for the ladies.
I tell you.
For the rude boys.
Me say the I tell you when me make fi dinner. Make fi lumptious girls just want me in up. I tell Jackie long distance to love. I tell Jackie long distance to love. Me have the recipe for Pauline. Yes, all the family love for Christine. The I tell you me use in my bag. So light up the fire under the pot, my God. Me have the recipe for my queen. Yes, all the family love for Pauline. The I tell you me use in my bag. Go up a bean for buy the sheen and seasoning and kidney bean. My count on four for season. I need the greens and herb for steam. The kernel, I can your key. I'm murder, she internally in the third degree. She ball mercy, please. It's an emergency. She want the high toss, shoe and the rice and peas. And she want for no one, my secret remedies. Have the recipe for Pauline. That's all the family love for Christine. The high toss, you me use in my bag. So light up the fire under the pot. I'm for chopping them, I grater it. All the main ingredients that I'm use to flavor it. I'm for make it seem alone in all the pot and weight of it. With the scotch, man, the pepper, that's how I cater it. With one taste of it, you want 3 plates of it. She said the stew Ashanti man is just her favorite. No meeting on my plate, I can't find a trace of it. So tell the girls around the world, I see Jamaica.
The new home of Love Ultra Radio and the Sunsplash Mix Show. ILoveSunsplash.com. www.ILoveSunsplash.com.